Yeah, I did record this.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the June 2nd Town Council meeting. We have a work session at 6 on the 27 CIP Capital Improvement Plan, and we will start this evening with a budget overview.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So tonight we have Travis on Zoom. So I was lucky to run the meeting for him, and we also have Katie on Zoom. And we will start off with public comment. And that's anyone that would like to talk, that is something that's not on the agenda. And if you're online, hit the raise your hand button, and we'll call you. Second call for public comment. All right, we'll move on to council comment. Julia, we'll start with you.
I just want to thank John and the city crew for getting the traffic control things out in the flower pots. So hopefully by the first of next week, we will get those the rest of them planted. With the others that are in there though are doing pretty well, so that will cost us a lot less money this year. So thank you.
Greg?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Dan and Travis for getting a proposal out and a work in process, progress, I'm sure, with the Heckman Basin Fire Department. And I appreciate it getting something out so quick. So thank you.
I'm good.
Travis?
I had no comments tonight, other than I noticed I need to change my profile picture.
Nice.
I don't even know how I
Yeah,
got it there, so I might need help, but no, thank you.
and I don't have anything to add either. Treasurers and securities report.
The Treasurers and Securities report is on file at the finance office.
So we have one purchase order, the Mountain Valley Construction for the Mag Fluoride in the alleys, the amount of $21,600. What is the pleasure of the council?
Make a motion to approve purchase order number 7002 to Mountain Valley Construction Magnesium Chloride Alleys for any amount of $21,600.00.
I'll second that.
Does anyone have any comments or questions?
Are they going to do that soon, John?
Yeah, we just have to wait to get this approved so I get it on the schedule.
Perfect.
I'd also like to make a comment that we did 16,000 gallons last year. It went up 35 cents a gallon, raised the price $3,000.
Travis, do you have anything to add? It's nice.
No, thank you.
Anyone? Let me get a question.
Drop. I second the thing.
Anyone in the public have anything to add to their question? Back to the table, call for the question. The question has been called for. All those in favor of approving purchase order 7002 to Mountain Valley Construction for the Mag Chloride and amount of $21,600, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's terrible talk to you. So that passes. Next, we have the claims, the amount of $159,836.52. It's a pleasure, Johnson.
I'll make the motion to approve the claims of total of 159,836.52.
I'll second that.
Does anyone have any questions on the claim? Rob, Greg,
No, sir.
Julia, Travis?
Nope.
I do not either. Anyone in the public have any questions of our claims? Back to the table.
Call for question.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Next, we have the minutes from the May 18th, 2026 town council meeting. With the pleasure of the council.
I'll make a motion that we approve the May 18th, 2026 town council meeting minutes.
I'll second.
And quick correction, town attorney Jane Merson was also present. Is it?
Does anyone have any other corrections? Or anyone in the public have any corrections or questions about minutes? Back to the table.
Call for the question.
Question has been called for to approve the minutes from May 18, 2026 town council meeting with a correction that Jane was on Zoom. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Passes. Also, any advisory board reports for office from you?
Park and Rec meets here at Town Hall tomorrow at 5:30. Should be a really good meeting. We are going through our master park and rec plan, so it'd be a good opportunity for anybody that kind of wants to see what that final document is going to look like to come and check it out with us.
Greg, do you have any?
I don't.
Julia?
We will be meeting for the beautification board next Thursday. I know they've got a couple of our banners up. I don't know if you guys see them for the 4th of July. Thank you. I don't know how many put
up. The rest will be up tomorrow.
I noticed that today right away, and they were great. So thank you very much.
Everything will be up tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think that'll be fun because we're working it to where, like for Rod Run, we're going to have banners. The Rod Run provide them. I know we're hoping that Wretched Mess, those kind of things, that we can advertise those up on there. So thank you.
Travis, do you have any advisory board reports?
Nope.
So we'll go into new business. First, we have resolution 835 for special events open entertainment, little movies. Oh, yeah, we're going to save some time and skip Dan. I'll go back and we'll do the manager of staff performance.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, for that. You know, it's kind of like eating dinner, though. You know, you can eat your steak before your soup, so no problem. Thank you, anyways. Just a couple things tonight. Got a couple of shout outs. Thanks to John and Casey and the crews. For the beautification work over the past few weeks in town, the town is looking really nice. We've gone around. I think they've done a really great job. It's really refreshing. I told John this. I had Public Works superintendent in the past, and it was like I had to remind him that the grass grows every May, every year. And so it's really good that he gets ahead of it, and I don't have to write him. And he knows that. If I'm not getting calls, then he's doing his job. So I appreciate that. Thanks a lot, John. Things look great out there. The second one, I forwarded along a letter that I got from Michelle from the library, from a patron at the library. Just appreciate all the stuff that they do there. I thought that was a really nice letter and really on brand with how they treat people over there and how they how the libraries run. So I just appreciate how nice and inviting and friendly, you know, if you just stop in, you know, I was in for a good chat over there. So I appreciate stopping by the library and thanks for all you do over there. Okay. We had the second round of social service assistant interviews last week. So we made a conditional offer. Hopefully hear back on that here in the next couple of days. As Greg mentioned, we have hopefully come to a tentative agreement with the fire district on some new funding and contract stuff. Mayor Watt, I think, is to talk with you all to get feedback from you. Jane is working right now on drafting a new interlocal agreement, and we plan to have that on the agenda for June 16th. We received the Madison Edition Homeowners Association settlement agreement today. That was signed by the town. So we received the notice of voluntary dismissal. So in that case, we have to do a few things, just put some things on the website, which we hope to do here soon. And the Moonrise and West Development lawsuits are still ongoing. So hopefully we find resolution the same soon. Just a couple of other things. The wastewater plant is pumping sewage.
It is. We started taking sewage in yesterday, full steam ahead. Now it's just the time to go and grow the microbiology and
do your health care.
Yeah, it's a process right now. The next 30 days is gonna be a little bit rough. The smell's gonna be a little bit rough, but hopefully we can start taming that in.
So you'll see what direction the water wants to. So that'll be interesting. Hopefully keep your fingers crossed. And then the last thing, we got noticed today, I think Katie mentioned the license agreement with the airport. So we've got, as part of our lease agreement, we also have a license agreement, just so to continue to store the equipment from RCI. And then we have two IP cells that need to be refurbished, go back to the original state. And 3 years goes by very fast. So we were notified by the airport today that that agreement is over in the end of June, but there is some latitude for an extension. So I think we'll be talking with Jane and John about getting an extension so we can get finish up out there and get everything back to where it was. And that's all I have this evening. Oh, I do have a couple things. I have one other thing. So the YHC has their SIP event, spring SIP event on Thursday night. So they have some drinks and munchies and then just a chance to chat with the staff and go through the museum. So we have a chance from 5 to 7 on Thursday. I'll swing by if you'd say hello. And that is all I have.
Does anyone on the council have any questions for the staff?
One for Dan.
Hey Dan, could we
maybe in one of our work sessions that are probably coming up, could we put in something so we could get a review or an update on what's going on with the 80 acres as far as the process, developer. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we could do that, I would really, really would appreciate it.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we're going to be talking with HRDC and the engineer and the planner tomorrow to kind of formulate that game plan and then get a work session scheduled. So once we have that, that'll be probably the first thing that they'll go through.
All right, thank you.
We like this.
Travis, did you have any questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Now we'll go into new business. I'll do these three separate. Resolution 835 special event, open container. We have Big Sky Anglers, Wild West Horse Stampede, and West Yellowstone Dog Run. But we start with Big Sky Anglers.
Actually, yeah. Brian, we did this a little bit different since they were all making the same kind of request.
You want to do them all together?
So we did it in one, because it's a resolution.
Okay.
So you just have to read and adopt the one resolution that handles all three events.
Well, I will read this resolution. Resolution number 835. Resolution of the Town Council of the Town of West Yellowstone, Montana, to exempt certain areas of public property from section 9.12.020 of the West Yellowstone Municipal Code, public drinking prohibited during the summer of 2026. Whereas the Town Council of the Town of West Yellowstone desires to support and encourage events that enhance West Yellowstone, and whereas community members wish to host the following events: Big Sky Anglers 10th Anniversary Celebration, June 27th, 2026, at Bob Jacklin Casting Pond between the hours of 5 and 10 p.m. Wild West Horse Stampede, July 31st through August 2nd, 2026, between the hours of 3 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. West Yellowstone Rod Run on the 7th through the 8th, 2026, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And whereas the organizers of the event desire to allow the consumption of alcohol beverages on the dates, times, and locations listed above. And whereas, in accordance with Section 9.12.020, Part B of the West Yellowstone Municipal Code, the Town Council may exempt by resolution a specific area of a public place where an event or activity will be held from the prohibition of public display or public drinking of alcohol beverages. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town Council of the Town of West Yellowstone, County of Gallatin, State of Montana, grants an exemption that authorizes events listed above. So with that, what is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 835, special events container for Big Sky Anglers on June 27th, Wild West Horse Stampede on July 31st through August 1st, and the West Yellowstone Rod Run August 7th through 8th.
I'll second that motion.
Anyone, so Brock, do you have any comments or questions?
Nope.
Greg?
No. Three good events.
Julia?
See everybody go out and support all of them. It's going to be good.
Travis, do you have any questions?
No, I'm good. Thanks, Liz, for putting those all together.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I mean, you want to do three separate ones.
No, no, we're good.
Anyone in the public have any comments or questions? Back to the table.
Call for question.
Question has been called for. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. So we have three good events. Next, you want to do all of these together too, Liz?
Outside amplification permits don't actually, like, that the open container ordinance specifically says it has to be lifted by resolution. So that's why we have to write up the resolution. Open container or outside amplification permits are just approved individually. I mean, I don't think we have a problem if you make one motion to approve all four of them. And so I tried to list them all out there, but that's your decision.
I'll leave that up to you. So with special events outside amplification permits, you're looking at Big Sky Anglers on the 10th, Buffalo Chip Chunk on July 4th, and West Yellowstone Horse Stampede on the 31st through the 1st. And West Yellowstone Rally. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to approve the special events outside amplification permits for Big Sky Anglers 10th anniversary celebration on June 27th, 2026, the Buffalo Chip Chuck, July 4th, 2026, West Yellowstone Horse Stampede, July 31st through August 1st, 2026, and West Yellowstone Rock on August 7th through 8th, 2026.
I'll circle. Anyone on the council, I'll start with you, Brock. Do you have any questions or comments on any groups?
No, just again excited to have more stuff coming down.
Greg?
Ditto.
Julia?
Same thing, and please get the word out for all of them, especially Robin, as they a lot of people thought we're not going to be here, but we are doing it, so we want to keep it going. So,
Travis, do you have any questions or comments on any of those things?
No, it's great. Another busy summer. Keep it up.
Anyone in the public have any questions about the outside amplification permits on those events? Back to the table.
Call for the question.
Question has been called for. All those in favor say aye.
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 And the chair votes aye. Next, we have a request to waive the resort tax bond for the Yellowstone Rod Run, August 7th through 8th, from 26. It was the council.
I'll make a motion that we waive the resort tax bond for Yellowstone Rapids on August 7th and 8th of 2026.
Second.
With that, I'll ask Katie, they are in good standings.
So this one's a little unique. Yellowstone Rod Run was ran by a different board and individuals prior. So we have a new group running this event this year. So they don't really have necessarily a history with doing events with the town. I will say a couple of the individuals that are doing that, they do have businesses in town and are current. There's just difference of running a business versus an event. So that's the comment I'll make on that.
Anyone on the council have any comments or questions? Travis, I'll start with you.
No, I think it's great. And after, I think, 56 years and different people, I think the new group is probably more responsible, at least than some of the ones in the last group. I think they'll be fine. So I support it.
Julia?
No, I think it will go well.
Greg?
It is a great event. It brings a lot of people to the town.
Right.
Glad to come back.
I have nothing. Does the public have any comments or questions on the request to waive the reserve tax fund and the other stone around them? Back to the table.
Call for the question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Next, we have an application to maintain an encroachment for the BBC Construction Group on behalf of Town Place by Marriott. Casey, do you want to fill us in a little on this?
John.
John?
Yes, they'd like to do that encroachment permit over here across the street, right behind the grooming shed. That section, I'm sure you guys have a map. I don't have it with me in front of me. And then the other piece would be Obsidian, down Obsidian, and I. That section right there. We've gone through all the insurance, fencing, street cleanliness, site restoration, light cleanliness. We've asked for all this damage to the town property and hours and agreement by with conditions in the permit. You have any questions other than that?
So you said they're going to use the lot over there on a.
They're going to use a small section of it. Yes, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm. Are you going to fence that in?
Everything has to be fenced in.
Okay.
Every construction project as of last year has to be fenced in after we went through the Starlight mess. So
are they coming back in on city property again too?
Over here,
yeah,
over here. So they're going to be ending about where the grooming trail comes through.
Okay, but that's on city property.
It is.
Are you going to move any trees or anything?
No,
there's a lot of stuff in there.
There is. You're going to have to work around that. That was about the best place we could find local to them, close, and so they're not moving stuff all over the town. And then this would be more for a winter lot than that.
Okay.
With that, I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the application to maintain an encroachment for BCC Construction Group on behalf of the town place by Marriott, 105 Fayetteville Street, with the conditions that John has put in.
I'll second.
We'll start with Travis on this one.
All right. I one consideration. I support this. The section right next to their property, they have asked for that to be through November of this year. And I would prefer to see that through October, only because as soon as we get snow, that's where snow gets plowed and the groomers will start setting equipment. And we know, like last year, that wouldn't have been an issue, but hopefully this year it would be. And so I would... ask maybe for some consideration from the council to just change that by 1 month. And that could be flexible. You know, once the fencing's down, if they need to stage stuff, there's no snow there. But I think that month of November could be a little problem. So if we get snow and the groomers are trying to get ready for operation. And so after some discussion, if, you know, if others agree, we could have an amended motion or I could do a secondary, but I wanted to throw that out there first.
So Travis, and correct me if I'm wrong, so you're saying like Exhibit A, you would like to see that only until October 31st of 26?
Correct.
And then Exhibit C, which is down by Iris, the same restrictions on that, or are you okay with the June 2027 event?
No, I think that one's perfectly fine. That area is kind of a dead area when it comes to snow removal right now. So when we did a walkthrough with them, when Dan was out of town and I got with Public Works, John and Casey and kind of did a walkthrough, and we had suggested those dates, but there was some change in some of their management. So Patrick came forward, of course, with the, kind of the modified version. I thought he did a nice job, and I appreciate that he added all the stuff in there. But we had talked about that area next to their property, and I think he's called Exhibit A, to just go through the end of October. But Patrick was not there at that time, so there may have just been some maybe non-communication through that process they had of change of management. So my feelings are I'd like to see that pulled back just to not cause any problems if we get a bunch of snow in November, which we are hoping for, I believe.
Julia, do you have any comments or questions?
No, I agree with Travis after looking at that. Hopefully we'll have to move all those rooms out, so we need that space in November.
One question will be on the Obsidian and Iris. What date is that? They've got that till 27th?
June
27th. Is it going to interfere with any of the ski races?
No.
We have moved that over so that lot will protect the snow machine trail there and also the ski races, so that will not interfere. We also have, so everybody needs to know, we have an injection well there, water injection well, that made very clear that they have to protect as well.
Great.
And the motion?
Brock?
No, my questions were answered. That's kind of what I had. The 20 June 27 on that down there, I'm okay with, but I think the sunset on October, end of October is kind of what I was. So.
Julie, either you can amend your motion or something.
I would like to amend the motion for the application to maintain an encroachment to BCC Construction Group on behalf of the town that was placed by Marriott on 105 Faithful Street. That on Faithful Street, that is only until October 31st. Encroachment.
I'll second him.
Okay, so the motion now is Exhibit A, more or less, is October 31st, 2026. Exhibit C would be till June of 2027. Anyone have any comments on that? Julia?
No.
Greg?
Just thinking, could we be flexible if we didn't have the snow? Well, I don't know how you work that. You know, it's just, it would be nice to be able to be flexible. But I'd love to have the snow in November too. So.
Rod?
No.
Travis, did you have anything else to add to that?
No, thanks for the consideration. And I agree with Greg. If there's no snow, it seems like Public Works could have a little bit of flexibility to work with them in that. But having the fence torn down and some of that would be probably pretty important with snow coming in at any time. So, thank you.
I do not. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions?
For clarification, in Julia's original motion, she said with John's conditions.
Oh, yes. Just the conditions that he gave them which is pretty much in
the condition we had.
Which is the written condition that permanent to that you know, okay. Make sure it's clear.
No one in the public. So the motion on the table, correct me if I'm wrong, Liz, is to maintain an encroachment on the BCC Construction Group on behalf of Town Place by Marriott with Exhibit A, sunset of October 31st, 2026, and Exhibit C, June of 2027, and John's requirements that are in effect. Is that what it was?
Yes. So I'm changing the application October 31st, 2026 for that.
For exhibit A, the top line.
It's not very normal.
The shadows.
Yeah. Because it says location one is exhibit A and B, extending 120 feet north and following the tree line back to 105 Fayetteville Street. This area we would fence and use from now until June of next year, 2027. That's exhibit A. Location two, exhibit C and D, roughly 50 feet north to south. 175 feet east to west, fencing the area inside the tree lines. This area we would like to use for now until the end of November. Sorry, I think on the form you have your dates flipped. So I'm going to change A and B, which is the area right next to the property, to October 31st of 2026. And then location two, which is exhibit C and D, to end of June.
Was some to receive that? No other comment?
Appreciate you guys working with us.
With that, bring that back to the table.
Call for question.
Question has been called for. All those in favor, say aye.
All right.
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Next, we have some. Good on that list.
Yes.
Okay. Next, we have some advisory board appointments. First one is business improvement advisory board for Carrie Hales. What is the pleasure of the council?
I make a motion that we approve Carrie Hills for the advisory board, business improvement advisory board.
I'll second.
Any comments or questions, Rob?
No, just appreciate Gary for her time. Something in her third time.
There's still one opening on that.
Chris Ballmer didn't talk about it. I don't know if he's filled anything out for you, Liz, has he yet? I didn't.
So he is not.
Okay. We'll continue to try.
Travis, do you have any comments or questions on business improvement?
Just real quick, I think it's good to point out how many years that appointment is for. And Liz, I don't see that here. Could you just remind us?
It should be 3 years.
Okay, perfect.
Is that a 4-year term?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 4 years.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Anyone in the public have any comments or questions? Or online? With that, going back to the table,
call for the question.
Questions been called for. All those in favor of appointing Harry Hales to a 4-year term for the Business Improvement Advisory Board, say aye.
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 And the chair votes aye. Next, we have Cemetery Board of Trustees. We have three people that would like to rejoin. Their terms are up. We have Brad Schneer, Rocky Hermanson, and Jerry Johnson, and these are 2-year terms. What is the pleasure of the council?
Make a motion to approve the advisory board appointments for the Cemetery Board of Trustees to Brad Schneer, Rocky Hermanson, and Jerry Johnson for a year or 2 years, probably 2 years.
Yes, sir. You want to let the council have any comments or questions on that?
We still have one vacancy on that board as well. I got an indication from Jason Howell that he'd be interested in serving on that, but I haven't got an application from him. So if you get a chance.
Travis, anything you'd like to add on that?
No, I'm on it, but I'm going to make a call on Liz's behalf. Thank you.
In the public or online, have any comments or questions? Back to the table.
Call for question.
Question that's been called for. All those in favor of reappointing Brad Schmier, Rocky Hermanson, and Jerry Johnson to a 2-year term on the Cemetery Board of Trustees, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The chair votes aye. So that is it for new business. Liz, do you have anything to add that we need to know?
I don't think so. Our next council meeting will be on Tuesday, the 16th. And then we do have 5 Tuesdays in June. So then that pushes us to July 7th and the 21st for July. And then the 4th and the 18th in August. We anticipate adopting the budget on the 18th of August, so we want to make sure that we're not going to move any meeting dates around, because we'll have to schedule some public hearings for that. So if you have something planned, please let us know. But otherwise, those will be our regular meeting dates. At the last meeting, I think Dan talked for a few minutes about adding in some work sessions, but I don't think we have any of those scheduled just yet. Did we come to a
we'll
consensus?
We'll know more after our meeting tomorrow.
But we were thinking daytime.
Yeah.
Like probably
yeah,
lunch hour.
Tuesdays, yes.
On opposite Tuesdays, like lunch hour meetings. Hopefully not take up too much of your time, but.
All right, well, thank you, Liz. And with that, without objection, we will adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, nice job, Brian. Thanks, everyone.